for being here, and we are ready to roll. It is 12:09. We are calling the order of our 12 noon Water Supply Committee meeting. Today is still Tuesday, January the 3rd. All of our members are present. Thank you guys very much. Happy New Year to everyone here in the room. Our first item of business is the approval of the October 3rd meeting minutes.
So moved.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Our second item is public comments. Any comments, questions, concerns from anybody out there? Seeing, hearing none, our next item on the agenda is the discussion of the upcoming Mount Pleasant Water Works bond issue. We recognize General Manager Clay Duffy. Clay, good morning, Happy New Year, and thank you for being here.
Happy New Year to you.
Tee it right off to you, sir.
Thank you. You should have in your packet a letter from Mark Coffin, our Chief Financial Officer, relative to this item. Just generally speaking, what we'd like to do is keep the Water Supply Committee informed about what our plans are relative to moving forward with the request for the bond issue. We wanted you to be kind of the first to know. We will follow up with the Finance Committee in February and hopefully take it to the Council for the following months. So this is to kind of bring you up to speed. You may recall that back in May we asked for your approval for an application to the State Revolving Fund totaling $84 million. We were very disappointed. We only received about $4 million from the approved project. It was quite disappointing because that is a very good interest rate, by the way. What they're offering is less than 2%. So since that time, we've been looking at projects that have been, we've revised our Rifle Range Road wastewater treatment plant project scope, which has made a substantial increase in our need for funds to the tune of about $15 million. This is to keep up with the growth that I'm sure your staff are seeing all over town. So wastewater capacity is absolutely imperative for us to continue to supply the needs of our customers. We do additionally capacity requirements on the water side as well with additional reverse osmosis treatment plant versus connecting to another, a third connection to Charleston Water. We're not sure exactly which is going to come first, but we know we need more water capacity. As part of our 30-year work contract we just recently signed with Charleston Water System back in November, we do have an option to connect to their system on Sullivan's Island, which will give us a third connection. So we're weighing the benefits and costs of providing RO plant capacity with a fifth RO plant versus whether we want to connect into Charleston Water System. And unfortunately, one of our six deep wells, deep well number five, we've had some structural issues with it, some sediment issues where we have a formation sand coming into the well, which has rendered it useless. And so we're going to have to replace that well. It's almost 4 years old, so it's about time.
How deep is that well, Clay?
It's 2,000 feet.
2,000 feet.
It's kind of hard to fix something that's 2,000 feet.
Yeah, just want to point out that obvious. Yeah.
So we did provide you with a project list of what was in our SRF request for the $84 million. It should have been in your packet. Along with the changes that we have recommended to our board and to you relative to each project and how that either the scope has changed and the price has changed or whether we've added a project or not. So we're looking for a total of the bond issue of $111 million. That's some serious money. Fortunately, we recently were upgraded by Moody's, as was the town, so our rating is now AA1 with Moody's, AA+ with Standard & Poor's. So we believe we'd get very competitive rates on the open market, and we've engaged a financial consultant to help us structure those bonds, and we'll be bringing all of this to the same package pretty much to finance in February along with a a bond issue, closing calendar, so they can kind of see where we are within the process.
Committee members, I'm pretty familiar with these projects on the Water Commissioner's side, so I'm going to defer to either one of you. Any questions about any of these or comments overall?
Just two things I'd like to say. One, that doesn't have really anything to do with this, except to say thank you for hearing the citizens and lower the penalty fee for someone who misses their payment by a day.
Yeah.
I've heard great stuff. It was really, you know, great of you guys to do that. I think it helps all of our citizens. And on their behalf, thank you very much. Secondly, is this going to create a rate increase for our citizens?
Absolutely.
What kind of rate increase are we looking at?
We have looked at our 10-year rate model, and our rates have been averaging right at 5% a year, and that's what we would anticipate continuing. We don't see this creating any additional rate increase above what we've been projecting for the last...
Yeah, that's my question. Yes.
It's all within our rate schedule.
That was a pretty clear answer.
The other thing, too, I must admit that we have, in 2027, our debt service drops dramatically, pretty much cut in half. So we have a lot of debt service capacity. Part of what I just mentioned about, we have a plan to continue keeping our rates at about 5% a year increase. Part of the way we can structure a public bond issue is that if we can help dampen that effect of increased debt service in the early years and help push that off to the later years when we have that debt service capacity. So that's a good thing. That's one of the positives about going to the public market.
So it's payment now, payment later?
It's always payment now, payment later. But how you pay is a big thing with us, obviously.
Yeah.
The number of customers coming in, all of that impacts our rates as well as how we structure repayment of these bonds.
So you're saying 5% is your normal?
That's our normal rate increase. We don't see this changing.
Okay, yeah, that's what I'm trying to get at.
I'm sorry, I didn't pay more.
That's all right. That's all right.
Thanks, Gary.
I do have a question. How much capacity, how many lines do we have out in neighborhoods that people have to tap into? I know you had put some out that you didn't get the people to connect that you wanted to, like Smallman.
Smallman was probably the biggest one.
Yeah. And then how much capacity across Mount Pleasant, you think, is laying out there underutilized? There would be, and I guess where I'm going is, it would be better to have ratepayers in my mind forever than have the lines that they're underutilized.
Lines are one thing. We put out major transmission lines, like the Highway 17 project. At 119, that's a big pipe. We don't do that but once. And we do, you know, the collection lines, the distribution lines, that the majority of those that are out there in subdivisions are paid for by the developers.
Right.
So we don't pay for those. They give those lines to MPW for maintenance.
Well, I'm thinking, you know, like in, what's a good example? I know we have, what's it, Pelzer?
Pelzer's 13 lots, yes, sir. It's on water, but not sewer.
Well, on water, but not sewer. I mean, we have some odds and ends out there like that.
And we haven't put sewer in there because those citizens asked us not to.
They don't want it, right.
And, you know, it was an expensive project to put that project in our 1995 sewer and non-sewer area project, and we chose not to because of the unit cost for Pelzer. They didn't want to tie on, and that we're trying to determine whether those customers are interested now because of its proximity to Shoe Creek, but you know, that's still in kind of the formative stages at this point.
Okay, so all that's still on the table forever.
It's on the table, but I don't think we'd ever put a conventional system in there. I would put a grinder pump system in there, which is relatively a low cost, but it costs the customer a lot of money because they have to pay for the grinder pump.
They have to pump it out.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Okay. All right, thank you.
Craig, we have this item as a discussion. There's no action you need from this committee, as you stated. It'll go before the finance committee.
I would just hope that you would just move it on to finance with your blessing. So if you would do that, I'd appreciate it.
Very good.
I'll make a motion that we send this to the finance committee. Approval.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
And Clay, just now that you brought up, just, I know there was a community meeting the other night. Could you just give us a quick update on that community meeting?
There was. This is a memo from our staff relative to that meeting the other day. And just to kind of give you an update, there were about 23 people in attendance on December the 29th. The main objective for that meeting was to kind of bring the folks up to speed as to what's going on with the scope and the design of the project and review cost. This project is basically is for the residents of the folks that are annexed into the town that were in the phase two of the Snowden project, which were not served by phase one. They have come to the commission and requested that we provide service. Commissioners have budgeted $1 million for this project. But obviously, the citizens are most interested in how much is it going to cost them right now. We're looking at impact fees around $4,700 for wastewater impact fees, and then connection costs somewhere around $5,000 to $6,000. So those customers are facing a potential cost of about $11,000 to connect to the system, which includes abandoning the septic tank. We are seeking funds to assist these residents. First was with a CDBG grant that would, for the low to moderate income folks who qualify to get the connection fees paid for. And they have to meet certain economic criteria requirements. The Rural Infrastructure Administration has been putting money out on the street. Right now it is about $500,000 available for a grant that would help with the installation of the main line. And so we have to go through a process of getting information from the residents relative to their income, see if they qualify under the low and moderate income criteria, and then move forward with both of these grant applications. The customers or potential customers are concerned mostly about, what's it going to cost me? Will you finance it? And how would the, what would happen if the grant funds are not received? So I can't answer that question at this point. That's up to our commissioners to decide how they're going to require cost or not, or how we can't help these folks to the best of our ability. So the customers that are in the county, basically that question is kind of on hold. Mm-hmm. Our intent is to serve the town residents first. If those Cannon residents want to tie on and there's some funds available to help them, then certainly we'll be glad to assist them. But that's first things first, that's to take care of the folks in town.
Great. Gary, just want to see you. Eric, can we make sure that all members of council receive this communication, since some of this relates to our constituents that are annexed into the town? They may get questions that way. Mayor and all of council has the same communication.
Okay. Gary. Yeah, a quick thing. I know that before we were trying to get the folks over to Peach Orchard Plaza to annex into the town, and y'all did that. Y'all offered to give them some financing so that they could they could spread it out. So hopefully they'll be able to do that as well. I'm sure you guys would probably do that.
We should take advantage of it. They've not.
I know. I bust at them all the time.
We invested $250,000 over there 20 some years ago and got nothing back.
Let me ask you, Eric, I don't know if you know this or anybody else in here can tell me. Where is the piece of property located on here that the church owns that's been, we've been talking
15
about?
15 acres. Or 10 acres.
That's
that track right there.
Any, okay. Clay, just briefly, if I may, Google update. Anything new?
We did meet with members of the Coastal Conservation League, Sullivan's Island, Isle of Palms, United, USGS, geological survey and some folks from Rural Water. Met with about 7 or 8 folks from Google, some attorneys and some of their public relations folks. And I think, you know, they're very concerned about the confidentiality of our discussions, I must say. So I must limit what I can say. I would say that the meeting was a positive one. We're going to continue to have conversations with the Google folks as well as with DHEC, and hopefully come to some resolution of providing them with a water source other than the Mid-North Aquifer.
Beautiful. Very good.
I have one more question.
Yeah, please.
Clay, as you know, there's been a lot of talk from folks around there about that piece of property, and they think the town is the one that's developing that, property the church owns, and I've been seeing stuff to come over, emails and all that. My question to you is this: you just said just now that you're gonna, y'all have money left over, you'll look at working with the folks in the county. It makes me a little bit nervous, because we've always said that you annex into the town, you get sewer. You don't annex into the town, you don't get it. And so, certainly, we want to be able to do what's best for that community, but our hands are tied unless they annex into the town. If y'all can provide water to them, or sewer to them, it's going to take any controls or anything that we have out of the way. And so somebody could annex into the town, I mean, somebody could build on that property, we have no say over anything.
Well, that's not true.
Okay.
They have sewer service available today.
Yeah.
This pump station sits right on the corner of that property.
Yeah.
So they have access to public water and public sewer.
But they can tap into that if they don't annex into the town?
No, if they don't annex into the town, they don't get sewer service. They have to.
Okay, that's all I want is clarification.
Absolutely.
Okay, yeah. Because you said you had money left over, you
had worked
in the county, and that's, I was like, whoop.
We're all on the same page.
Okay, got it. Nothing to do with it.
Just want to make sure.
No further business, we're adjourned.
Thank you.
No, we're here.
You got it.
I want that on the record.